How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
8 past the hour, and we were reporting earlier today about City Council member Rory Diamond in Jacksonville working to make changes to the budgeting powers by the mayor's office after having a look-see at the 2024 budget proposal, which was introduced some weeks ago. We heard earlier last month from Mayor Donna Deegan. We have a little bit more that just came from the city of Jacksonville in a Facebook post yesterday. As we understand, Councilman Diamond has filed legislation and amendments to implement 3 budgetary control measures. We want to go a little bit deeper on this one. And so, Councilmember Diamond, tell me a little bit more about the specific areas of control that you're working to see City Council have over the budgetary process.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thanks for having me. So we're going to introduce 3 bills. One I introduced yesterday. First one would essentially limit the mayor's ability to shift money around. Right now, she can move $500,000 without the council's approval. It would be reduced to $100,000, so you can't go and just appropriate on behalf of the city without the city council being involved. That's the first. The second is to say, hey, we've got reserves, and we ought to have a balanced budget. And so you can't go more than 1% of the entire budget, which is around $20 million, into our reserves. And that wouldn't be true for just this budget, for every budget going forward. We ought to have a balanced budget. I think most people in Jacksonville agree with that. We have to balance our budgets at home. City should do the same. And the third is a prohibitory amendment, meaning you can't do something. And in this case, it's you can't spend any money on DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, anywhere within this city. And if that passes, that will mean that the mayor can't do what she did last year, which is kind of shift things around so she could pay for her DEI stuff. Anyways, this would say, look, it's against the law. So those are the 3 things that we've introduced.
On that DEI point, if I'm not mistaken, it was a unanimous approval of the budget last year. I don't recall what your vote was. It was 18-0. Were you did you support it, and was it part of the budget, or was it in addition or at later decisions that were made in the city to spend that money on DEI programs?
Yeah, so I was on military orders. I was in the Middle East on deployment, so unfortunately I wasn't able to vote on last year's budget, although I would have voted no. I don't think I've supported a budget ever. They always include stuff I just simply can't support. But what happened was the Republicans on the Finance Committee and on the Council as a whole removed the position for DEI that the mayor had, and then she just went and took money from somewhere else and shifted it over and hired somebody anyway. This would stop her ability to do that. People are not supporting DEI. The governor of the state of Florida has stopped it in all of our universities. Generally speaking, the public doesn't support these things, and so that should be reflected in the city of Jacksonville's budget.
So, and we're trying to boil it down to what makes sense to the average person. We were even talking off the air about, hey, you've got a checking account and you've got a savings account. And with city budgeting, you've got a number of different accounts. You have the CIP, which is the Capital Improvement Fund, which can fund like the big picture projects and the really expensive stuff. You have the general budget. Then you have a reserve fund and then an emergency reserve. And the mayor's proposal doesn't even touch the emergency reserve. I guess the question is why not use some reserves one time, as she is arguing to do, to pay for what she sees as necessary investments, when that's not ultimately going to tap in any way the emergency? You're against that plan in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, the mayor's budget's out of budget, $47 million. So it's not like $5 million or $10 million. It's $47 million. That's a huge amount of money for the city of Jacksonville. We've never dipped into reserves that kind of money before. It just hasn't happened. And so certainly wouldn't support that. But the pieces of her budget that are just, you know, it's just wild liberal spending, $10 million to put homeless people into hotels, which has been proven in other cities, is just a terrible idea. Another $10 million, which is just not even defined or really explained in her budget, to help with mortgages, just nebulously getting taxpayers involved in people's private mortgages. We can cut all of that out of the budget and have a balanced budget without having to dip into reserves. And by the way, if we have all this extra money sitting in reserves, we ought to roll back our taxes and give some of this money back to the people who earned it.
Yeah, it's important to note that the budget does not call for any sort of tax increase as it stands now. To your point, with the $47 million over, about $10.5 million would go to public safety vehicles, as I understand it. Would you support certain elements of that additional spending in those kinds of ways?
Yeah, so this is the oldest game in the book. It's to say, hey, we're going to use this reserve money for these things that are super popular, but then they don't tell you that they could just have that as part of the normal budget, right? So the unpopular stuff is in the mayor's normal budget, and things like popular, like police cars, of course everybody wants that. That's going to be in the budget. It's going to happen no matter what. To say that that's part of the $47 million is just an old game of you know, pushing things around to make it look more popular. We don't have to play that game. We can simply cut the stuff in the budget that doesn't make sense. This is kind of wild liberal spending. We can cut all that and still have everything we need for JSO, for JFRD, and for all of our public services.
Talking live with City Council member Rory Diamond. We heard you yesterday talking at one of the Finance Committee meetings about the Gateway Jacks funding and project while the CBA future is still in question and there's some skepticism. Might as well ask you about the Gateway Jacks and that investment. Do you see that project ultimately moving forward, and is that a smart use of taxpayer dollars?
Yeah, I think it's more than likely to pass. And for folks who don't know, that's 25 blocks downtown that are being redeveloped. You know, I hold my nose on these ones. I've never voted for one of these big downtown, you know, incentive plans. And so I think I've got like a record of like 100-1 votes where I'm the only one voting against some sort of spending. But I'll hold my nose on this one because if it works, then it'll be transformational for the city of Jacksonville. It'll pay for itself, you know, multiple times over and over again. Don't love it, candidly, but I think this is one that can actually do something great downtown. So the leadership there, and that team is strong. They've already bought the building. And it's a pretty tight agreement. For example, for the listeners, like, they won't get a penny of city money until they finish the building and then it's occupied and has like restaurants in it. Only then will they get any city money. So you'll have to see something pretty dramatic happening downtown before a single penny is spent of taxpayer dollars.
So are you not going to hold your nose on the community benefits agreement and the remaining money?
No, I think that's dead on arrival. I was the first one to come out and say that this is picking and choosing neighborhoods. I represent the beaches. We've got neighborhoods at the beaches that need help as much as the east side does. So if we're going to do these programs, then it's got to be fair for the entire city. Just picking the east side makes no sense to me. I mean, I represent Mayport. Mayport's got families who are, you know, in the military who can't afford food. Why aren't we helping them too? It doesn't make any sense to me. Just pick and choose one neighborhood because they happen to support the mayor in her original election.
Debate continues at city council level in finance committees and the CBA groups that have gotten together over the last couple of weeks and will continue over the next several weeks as well. You can be a part of the process. Head to coj.gov and you can find out more about, or City of Jacksonville's website, and you can see the list of the scheduled finance committee meetings and other meetings that are coming up. To balance things out, Mayor Donna Deegan speaking on a video on the city's Facebook page just yesterday as these negotiations continues. Here's her argument.
Last year, we put $76 million back into our general reserves. I want to make it clear, we aren't taking any money out of emergency reserves. We put $76 million back into our general reserves. And even with the money that we are going to take out for one-time expenditures in this budget, we are talking about double the amount of money that we have targeted to keep in general reserves that will still be there. So double the amount that we need to make sure that we're taking care of our citizens and giving them the services that they need. All this, and at the same time, we've created lean teams that are gonna help us with process improvements that will make it so that we can save time and we can save money going forward.
All right, and so Jacksonville.gov is where you can find a list of these upcoming budgetary discussions that are going to be taking place ongoing at City Council Finance Committee and elsewhere.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.